We're Phil Coyne and the Wayward Aces. We're going to lay down some of the tone and fury in 50 Chicago blues for you. Are you with us? Yeah. All right, we're going to start with an original tune. This one is called I'm Gone. Kick over my ride so I can hit my stride. When I'm clamped to stride, there's no downside. Feelings amplified and I can't be satisfied. A V-twin red light, shot to look fine. Sally red light brings a smile to my mind.
Coyne and the Wayward Aces, live at the Melbourne Blues Appreciation Society. And right now it is my very great pleasure to welcome back to Jump Children the man himself, Phil Coyne, who will bring us up to date with all things Wayward Aces. Phil, how are you?
Yeah, really good. Thanks, Stephen. Thanks for having me on. And g'day to all your listeners.
Always a pleasure, my friend. Let's begin at the beginning. The Wayward Aces have evolved. You're now a four-piece. Why the change?
Well, after much harassing by the other band members, finally I saw the light, and we went from essentially a three-piece, so guitar, drums, harp, and vocals, to bring in bass, really with the idea of bringing some more firepower, I guess, to the lineup and more bottom-end punch.
How long has this lineup been together?
It's been in a couple of guises, but the most recent one started at the end of last year, and that's with Morgan Close on guitar and Dale Lindreya on bass. Morgan and Dale are both sort of stalwarts of the Melbourne blues sort of scene, and they bring heaps of experience, and it's awesome.
Well, speaking of that, it won't be too long until we have a new Wayward Aces release and we can hear it for ourselves.
Yeah, we went to Hailstone Studios a couple of weeks back at the end of May. That's Paulie Bignall's studio. So
yep.
Paulie plays with the Detonators and has done Hailstone's turned out a ton of great work. We were there for a day, got 14 tunes down, down in the can sort of thing, and working through. Well, basically, it's a cage match between all of them to see which 10 come out the best. Mate, the best songs win, hey?
Yes. last tune standing.
Yeah, that's right. Just throwing in, throwing in assorted razor blades and sharp implements and seeing which ones, emerge the least bloodied.
And I understand that's not the end of it. You're off to Echuca to record there as well.
Yeah, so look, we thought we'd try something a bit, little bit different. The idea behind this one is the ones we capture in the studio, we'll take them to Echuca, to the Blues Festival, and we'll record them at the Blues Festival as well. So it'll be a double album, studio album, and a live what we capture at Echuca. So we're basically telling people, you know, come along and yee-haw a bit and get yourself immortalized on the recording live.
Or yee-haw a lot, actually, because that's what will happen.
Well, we always like a bit of crowd participation.
And just finally, you've set a date for the album launch already, Confident Man.
Yeah, look, end of September, we're going to launch. We haven't announced it as yet, but it will be the end of September. We got a really great lineup, actually. There's ourselves and a couple of other bands that sort of represent some really cool sort of different aspects of blues. So, yeah, really looking forward to it.
Oh, me too. Well, Phil, thank you so much.
Hey, thanks for having us, Stephen. Really appreciate it.
As I said at the start, always a pleasure, my friend. Phil Coyne and the Wayward Aces on Jump Children.
I think it's time for a bit of brother.
Just a flower.